Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The city of Saldanha received a grant of $360,000 from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration for redevelopment of the city's commercial district along the Kenai River. The city's grant application competed with and was selected from among more than 1,500 nationwide applications for the EDA's Economic Adjustment Assistance Program. John Czarnecki, the city's Director of Economic Development and Planning, tells KSRM that the concept for a pedestrian-friendly riverfront Main Street was first described in 2015's Downtown Improvement Plan.
We were notified on May 31st that we received the award, $360,000, and that requires a 20% match, which is $90,000 for a total project of $450,000. And it's a planning grant is what we received. The idea is to develop a master plan for the redevelopment of Saldanha's riverfront. We want to create a riverfront walkable downtown. The downtown we've never had.
Czarnecki says the riverfront redevelopment project area includes more than 80 acres of commercially zoned land between the Sterling Highway and the Kenai River running from Saldanha Creek Park to the bridge.
In a nutshell, what we're going to do is do things like a market analysis, conduct public engagement, stakeholder meetings, landowner meetings, conduct a feasibility and cost-benefit analysis, and then develop a conceptual plan, which would include multiple ideas as to how the riverfront could redevelop, and then wrap that all up into a master plan. And that will all be accomplished in 18 months. That's the time period that we have from the federal government for this award. At the end of 18 months, we will have a master plan in hand and we'll be ready to take the next step, which would be implementation.
Details, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska State Troopers will begin using a new statewide alerting platform beginning July the 1st. The system will alert Alaskans to timely information regarding Alaska State Troopers operations in the area. The new tool will allow residents to subscribe to email and text alerts initiated from the Alaska State Troopers. The current Nixle-based alerting capabilities will be ended on June 30th, and the new system then will come online. Public Information Officer Austin McDaniel tells KSRM,
starting July 1st, the Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, and the Alaska Department of Public Safety will be moving to a new alerting system. We're going to be moving away from Nixle and moving over towards a new tool. It'll look and feel a lot the same as Nixle did for many Alaskans. You'll be able to subscribe to SMS and email alerts, and there'll be some more improvements coming in the next few months, but kind of at launch, Alaskans will be able to subscribe to getting timely alerts from your Alaska State Troopers on a variety of things, including maybe missing persons bulletins, alerts about significant law enforcement activity in your area. If there's any evacuation information the Alaska State Troopers need to provide, suspect information, any other timely alerts that you would have gotten from Nixle, you'll now have to subscribe to our new alerting tool to be able to receive those into the future.
The new alerting tool will join the state's 511 system for road closures and traveler information, and on the AK Tips anonymous crime tip tool for submitting anonymous crime tips to law enforcement. The state will continue to use the Amber Alert and Silver Alert system as part of the partnership with the Alaska Broadcasters Association and the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Alaskans can self-subscribe for alerts from troopers by region, which includes the Kenai Peninsula. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.